Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hi, it is not a podcast day for me, but here we are, day after election, and I felt I needed to get on and share and offer some steps as we move forward. And so this is going to be a little bit different than any show I've ever done, and I'm going to be very transparent about how I feel about it all. I spent most of yesterday crying. Interestingly enough, like even before the election results. And I thought it was because, Hillary's a woman, and I'm a proponent of women and the growth and what it meant for our country and what it meant for me as a person. And feeling some sense of surge of power as a result of her, what I thought, mid-afternoon yesterday was, it was in the bag. Even though, intuitively, I will be very honest, and I said it to a couple of my friends in the circle, the whole election was feeling a little like 2000 with Gore and Bush. But and that is a point to all of this, that that denial, let's put that to the side there. As I sat down and we were watching election results, and but I felt, I knew there was something going on. Like, as I'm not typically, I feel my feelings, but I'm not typically a very emotional person in that way. And so I knew something was going on, but I didn't want to dig into it. I just thought, this election's been crazy and emotional, and it's been such a big part of my life, and it means so much to me, and that's what it is. And so pretty early on, as I was watching the early votes come in, I knew something wasn't right. Very clearly knew something wasn't right, so much so that I went to bed at like 8:30, and I said, I'm just going to pray. And I kind of prayed myself to sleep. So I wake up at 3, and the first thing I do, I grab my phone, and I get all the notifications from the papers I follow that, we had a president-elect. My husband was sleeping, and I started kind of pacing, and I was like, I was really a wreck about this, and I was like, who are these people that would vote for him? I was really caught up in the ego's perception of the experience, I woke him up and picked a fight, my husband, though, he said something very significant to me that kind of woke me up. He said, I have to go to work in the morning because I have to take care of my family. And I thought, my privilege has shown itself, right? I was indulgent in the privilege of having these opinions and this perspective and thinking these thoughts, when a lot of people were thinking, who cares what goes on the election? Like, it's important and it's relevant, but at the end of the day, I have to feed my family. I have to take care of my own self. And so I did get to bed, and that was the grounding that I needed. I love a nice dose of tough love there. And then I got up and I started to reflect on what had happened and how did I miss it? How did I not see this? And so I came across this article in the New York Times about the media and how, you know, they missed it and how we can, you know, they were talking about a lot of the media, people that write papers and people you see on television tend to be, you know, live in cities and a lot of them are, you know, live in blue areas. I live in a blue area, in an urban area, and you get caught in the bubble. One of my spiritual teachers is watching a broadcast today. She called it the liberal elitism. You get caught in that, and I'm not going to talk about the you know, the elitism, but you get kind of caught in your day-to-day and what you know, and you start to miss things. And this is really a message about suffering. Because I went to Spirit on this, you know, Spirit really talks to me. I get a lot of my downloads first thing in the morning. I was like, what's going on here? And Spirit drew my attention to that the people that voted the way they did, many of them were voting because they were, in fact, suffering. And they needed something to feel like there was a way out. And so it got me thinking about suffering and how much we ignore or deny our suffering. You know, it's a privilege for me to get caught up in an election. It's a privilege for me to be able to run a business from my home. Not everybody has that privilege. And again, this isn't a discussion about that, but sometimes our privileges can cause us to go into denial, and it can cause us to ignore our own individual suffering. And so as I stepped back from all of this and I kind of started to connect some dots, I started to remember things that were being said to me, things that I've seen, patterns and situations I've seen play out in my family's lives, you know, job loss. My mother's side of the family, you know, they're from rural Arkansas. Manufacturing was their life. And all those jobs went away, and to see the you know, decade now later of how they've had to reorganize and the security kind of fell out from underneath them, and then connecting that to my own suffering, and I want to say that no matter how you feel about how the election went, know that this is all a message from Spirit that as a humanity, we are suffering. And it is our job, our human job, to eliminate as much suffering as we possibly can. And where we have to start is in our own lives, right? You know, what in the being caught in the privilege of being able to engage this election, being caught in the privilege of our day-to-day lives, where are we ignoring the little sufferings in our life? Where are we ignoring those areas, you know, maybe it's a health issue that you just keep, okay, maybe I'll feel better tomorrow or I'm just dealing with it. That needs your attention. This election has shown up to ask us to pay attention to what we haven't given voice to. As the, you know, some of the commentators were talking about, you know, Donald Trump's message. You know, he was really speaking to the people who didn't have a voice. And I say all of this is just a symbolic metaphor for our own individual experiences. And so the way we move forward, the way we move forward soulfully is to get out of the herd, get out of the privilege of Facebook and cable news, and it's a blessing and it's wonderful, and engage it, but reclaim your life by giving attention to your own suffering. So my recommendation here. And you can choose to take this as you will. I'm taking this to heart because I realize some things I have been in total denial about in my own life because I've been caught in my privilege, caught in my environment, caught in my optimism, my hope, right? Which, if you remember, where we stop hearing our intuition is denial and wishful thinking, and even hope falls under that umbrella. And I think hope is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing thing. But it's only as powerful as the actions that we take and the attention that we give. And I think now is a time to get past the surface of our lives, get past the hustle and bustle and day-to-day and the Facebook posts. And because I know, and I say I'm bringing up Facebook a lot because I know yesterday when I was feeling really just shocked, devastated, you know, I immediately went, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning, went to Facebook to try to find some solace. But, you know, Facebook just feeds you back your feed. So, you know, your however way I'm feeling is what showed up in my feed. It's pretty miraculous in that way that it very much matches our vibration. So that didn't offer me a lot of comfort. Comfort really comes from within. And now is a time to accept. And that's probably the first step here in my ways to move forward. Well, first and foremost, give yourself some time to heal. But I want you to put a time limit on that. Because, you know, time to heal, our ego can suddenly make that an excuse to kind of wallow, right? This experience has shown up for us collectively as a planet to say, hello, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, and catch that message. So give yourself some time to heal. Give yourself some time maybe away from social media and TV or whatever you need to do to heal. Have some time to reflect, pray on it. But put a time limit on that. And then the next step I want you to do is accept and surrender that we are all suffering. This election is just a reflection of our humanity suffering, and we're all suffering in our own way, but oh my gosh, suffering is truly suffering. And then next, I want you to get clear about where you're suffering. I want you to sit down. I want you to make a list of what's going on in your own life where you're suffering. And I want you to get so specific. And I want you to look at that minute thing. I know for me, I suffer from generalized anxiety disorder. And it shows up in different ways in my life. And I've never fully gotten a grasp on it. I have a self-care system in place, but I've never fully got under the hood to where I was really taking care of it. And new symptoms show up all the time. And so right now I'm going through these kind of, neck spasms, I guess. It's causing some headaches, and they'll come and go and come and go and come and go and come and go. And not enough where I feel that it's a problem, but enough where in those moments it's pretty darn uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, why have I not given that any attention? Why have I not prayed on that? Why have I not done some self-care work on that? And just kind of rolling with it, you know, caught in the election and the day-to-day of my home and my business and just like, well, it's not so bad right now. And we ignore things, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then on a bigger level, I know one of the biggest issues I think, you know, I think I was so upset last night because I thought, wow, you know, the 50% of our country is, you know, misogynist or, you know, racist or, you know, and that was so bumming me out. But it didn't feel like truth. I was just really kind of creating drama and chaos in my home, my poor husband. you know, thinking those thoughts. I was so caught up in that. But really what it was, you know, as I look at, a lot of people are suffering financially. And they look at that candidate as potentially someone that can solve that. And I pray with all my heart that that is the case. And but I know, even in my own family, how I've been ignoring the financial sufferings. You know, things, you know, my mom was talking to me, and she just wanted a little part-time job. My mother's disabled, but she just wanted a little part-time job to be busy. And, you know, educated woman, hardworking, spent many, many years in business. And it took her a year to find just a little job, you know. And the job she got is $10 an hour, and she only works like 3 hours a day. And I thought, ah, what's up with that? You know, she did all the right things. And this is what she's kind of limited to. But she'd tell me that story, and I kind of just ignore it, just ignore it, just ignore it. You know, my brother graduated top of his class and is a highly gifted, skilled artist, has worked in the entertainment industry. I mean, really high-level stuff. If you catch, he did some work on the Transparent. He did some marketing work for them, the paintings for that. I mean, really talented guy, and he has struggled to maintain jobs, and not for the lack of seeking, not for the lack of going for it. And so but it was very easy for me to be like, oh, you know, it'll manifest at its time. And I'm not disregarding my beliefs. I do believe in the power of manifestation and creating the life that we want. But I started to go into my privilege and not acknowledging things as they were, and not acknowledging, oh, that is suffering. You know, and instead of holding a space to listen to both of them, I'd be like, okay, you know, try this, and I immediately go into strategy. And of course, I'm going into strategy, and that's because I'm a spiritual teacher, and that's my job. And but in those moments, they didn't need a spiritual teacher; they need me to show up as their family member. Because if I looked at their suffering, I'd have to look at my own. And so this election is calling us all to look at our suffering. So be willing, be brave enough to make the list of your suffering. Because know that in making that list, that is a prayer. Because sometimes we're not praying about things because we're caught in our privilege, or we don't want to acknowledge how bad it really is, or we're caught in denial. This is our time to take radical care of ourselves. Go to the root of your suffering. This is a time where I want you to shut out everybody else's experience, and I want you to focus on you. Make the list and put little things. You know, maybe you're struggling to pay your bills every month, or maybe you're having trouble communicating with your spouse. Or maybe you just have shitty pillows and you always wake up feeling uncomfortable. Make that list. Be as detailed and as thorough in that list as possible. Again, these are prayers, and you send that prayer up, and God will hear you. Look at your whole life, your finances, your health, your relationships, your professional life, your social life, your home. This is a time right now where God is saying, you don't have to suffer anymore. But I can't help you unless you acknowledge where you're suffering. This is what this election has shown us, to acknowledge where we're all suffering. It's not about red states or blue states. We're all kind of suffering in the same way, and getting real clear about it. And the place where we have the most power is in our own lives. It's time to put the mask on, your air mask on for yourself, and really thoroughly look at your life and where you might have been ignoring your own suffering. And then once you get clear about that, I want you to decide that you are going to work in partnership with Spirit. Because the election's done, right? And we'll have another chance to vote, and there'll be opportunities for us to get involved if that's where you're being called. But you can't do a whole lot if you're not taking care of your own house. And so this is our time to really get strong, so when there's a next time, we'll have a bigger platform to stand on. So I want you to choose two areas a month to work on from your list. Two areas, just two. And I want you to pray on it. I want you to ask specifically for guidance and what you need to know to heal that situation. Use that wording to the best of your ability. And then I want you to pay attention to the intuitive messages that will come forward. Spirit will start painting a little picture. Just like yesterday, Spirit was painting me a little picture. I didn't want to see it initially. And I'm so blessed my husband kind of gave me that little wake-up call to help me start to see my own picture. And then you can start to get to work. You can take action. And it might be little teeny tiny things that you do to shift your whole day. I want you to look at this list of suffering and ask yourself, who would I be if I didn't have this? What could I give more of my attention to? Because I tell you, as we move forward, the planet needs all of us. And they need all of us to be as whole as we possibly can. Yes, we will never be perfect. Right, I'm not going to say you're going to eradicate all the suffering from your life. No, it just ain't going to happen that way. But you can start to get stronger. You can start to stand in your truth. You can find your own center. What have you been ignoring? Just like the pundits and the pollsters and the newspapers and the media, they didn't see this coming, right? We all woke up, if you're a Hillary supporter, you woke up feeling pretty darn optimistic. I know I did. Because that's what everybody was saying. I checked all the polls. I read all the blogs. I was informed, or so I thought, but the people informing me were missing something. So what are you missing? What suffering are you missing? Pay attention to that. Pray on it. Ask for guidance. And then get to work. Take daily action. And some things are going to be bigger than others. And so if it's something like, let's say it's a really big health issue and it has many components to it, maybe it's, you know, high blood pressure and you know you need to get some exercise and lose a little bit of weight and reduce your stress, break that down. Look at what's causing me the most stress and what could I do to infuse a little more movement into my life. Really look at all the whole picture and allow, as you're making your list, Spirit to come in and really guide you as well, because you might be so focused on one thing that you think is the source of your suffering when it might be another. So write it all down. Get to work. Take daily action. And know that every step that you take, and I've said this many times on this podcast, every step that you take, Spirit's going to take 10 on your behalf. Yeah, that's the way it goes. How blessed are we, right? We have God on our side like that. So every step you take in the direction to eliminating your suffering, God's going to take 10. And I know you might think, well, Amy, there people are suffering way worse than me. Sure, everybody's got their own brand of suffering. You still got to take care of you, because then that's how you will be most beneficial and helpful to your neighbor. Yeah. So, my friends, it is time to leave the herd. I got caught in the herd. I got caught in the privilege. It's time to focus on your own well-being, knowing that in doing so, you will raise the vibration of the planet. There's nothing we can do about this election. It is what it is. We're going to pray. And we're going to do our parts. And the way we do our parts is taking care of ourselves. How can you stand more soulfully in the center of your own life? What do you need to feel fulfilled? What is your American dream? And start living that out. And the more you live that out, the more things that will show up to support you in that. See, I was deciding I didn't want to see the suffering all around me, the suffering in my own life. And so as a result, I attracted, you know, media that let me not see that, hey, this election might not go the way I thought because there's a whole part of the country that is suffering. I think this has all been a blessing for us. I am so grateful for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for being so courageous to run, to stand and be examples for all of us, to be vessels of truth, for helping us get closer and closer to who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience. And now let's get to work. Let's alleviate suffering. Because you alleviate a little suffering in your life, that'll make you stronger so you can help another, and another, and another, and another. All right. So until next time, I appreciate you listening to this. Take care of yourself.